On the first day of the seventh month, you are to hold a sacred assembly, and you must not do any regular work. This will be a day for you to sound the trumpets as a pleasing aroma to the Lord. You are to present a burnt offering of one young bull, one ram, and seven male lambs a year old, all unblemished, together with their grain offerings of fine flour mixed with oil.
3/10 of an ephah with the bull, 2/10 of an ephah with the ram,
and 1/10 of an ephah with each of the seven male lambs. Include one male goat as a sin offering to make atonement for you. These are in addition to the monthly and daily burnt offerings with their prescribed grain offerings and drink offerings. They are a pleasing aroma, an offering made by fire to the Lord. On the 10th day of this seventh month, you are to hold a sacred assembly, and you shall humble yourselves. You must not do any work. Present as a pleasing aroma to the Lord, a burnt offering of one young bull, one ram, and seven male lambs a year old, all unblemished, together with their grain offerings of fine flour mixed with oil.
3/10 of an ephah with the bull, 2/10 of an ephah with the ram,
and 1/10 of an ephah with each of the seven lambs. Include one male goat for a sin offering, in addition to the sin offering of atonement and the regular burnt offering with its
grain offering and drink offerings.
On the 15th day of the seventh month, you are to hold a sacred assembly. You must not do any regular work, and you shall observe a feast to the Lord for 7 days. As a pleasing aroma to the Lord, you are to present an offering made by fire, a burnt offering of 13 young bulls, 2 rams, and 14 male lambs a year old, all unblemished, along with the grain offering.
3/10 of an ephah,
a fine flour mixed with oil, with each of the 13 bulls.
2/10 of an ephah,
with each of the 2 rams.
And 1/10 of an ephah,
with each of the 14 lambs.
Include one male goat as a sin offering,
in addition to the regular burnt offering, with its
grain offering and drink offering.
On the 2nd day, you are to present 12 young bulls,
2 rams,
and 14 male lambs a year old,
all unblemished,
along with the grain
and drink offerings for the bulls, rams, and lambs according to the number prescribed.
Include one male goat
as a sin offering,
in addition to the
regular burnt offering,
with its grain offering
and drink offering.
On the 3rd day, you are to present 11 bulls,
2 rams, and 14 male lambs a year old,
all unblemished,
along with the grain
and drink offerings
for the bulls, rams, and lambs according to the number prescribed.
Include one male goat
as a sin offering,
in addition to the
regular burnt offering,
with its grain offering
and drink offering.
On the 4th day, you are to present 10 bulls, 2 rams, and 14 male lambs a year old, all unblemished, along with the grain and drink offerings for the bulls, rams, and lambs according to the number prescribed. Include one male goat
as a sin offering,
in addition to the
regular burnt offering,
with its grain offering
and drink offering.
On the 6th day,
You are to present 8 bulls,
2 rams, and 14 male lambs, a year old, all unblemished, along with the grain and drink offerings for the bulls, rams, and lambs, according to the number prescribed.
Include 1 male goat
as a sin offering,
in addition to the
regular burnt offering,
with its grain offering,
drink offering.
On the 7th day, you are to present 7 bulls,
2 rams, and 14 male lambs, a year old, all unblemished, along with the grain and drink offerings, grain offerings, drink offerings, a peace offerings.
So Moses spoke all this to the Israelites, just as the Lord had commanded him.